This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the city?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's...
Doing the best, I mean, well...
Doing the best job
one
right
of the
now.
Seasons, man. Is not in season.
The Flyers make the playoffs, though. That's gonna be,
that's a good job by Tortorella if they get there. I do like Nick Nurse, but it's pretty rough right now with the Sixers.
No.
I got to put him on ice for a while. That's not going well. And Rob Thompson obviously didn't do well in the playoffs. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to say Nick Sirianni is a great coach? I am willing to say he's a good one. He was saying he's a very good one. But a lot of people out there want to say he's a great one. Now, one of the things that is, it's more about than just X's and O's, right? He's got to get the players to buy in. He's got to get everyone on the same page. And it was a question we had heading into the season. I mean, you guys remember all the conversations. Some of you were fed up with it, but we did it anyway. Back in June around minicamp, when it seemed like Jalen Hurts and Sirianni were on totally different pages, mostly a Hurts thing, not wanting to give any sort of love or credit to Sirianni. Listen to the change in all this, right? And look, 8 straight wins will do this. But first, we're going to hear from Jalen Hurts back in June, minicamp, what he said about Nick Sirianni. He was asked basically a layup question. You'll kind of, it'll jog your memory when you hear it. And then we'll let you hear what Jalen said just a couple days ago and how much has changed. All right, let's go back to June. Hurts on Sirianni around minicamp on how he's evolving into his new role.
You know, Nick being open-minded to change up every, you know, the offense like he has. I mean, what's that say about him?
I mean, it's a great question. I don't know that I know the answer to it.
What have you seen from him as far as doing that?
I think he's just, you know, he's been a, you know, great, and you know, the messages he's delivering to the team. He's trying to be very intentional in what he's saying, and yeah.
So that was June when that, we.
It's so funny to hear him
I know,
say that.
I forgot
when
how
said
awkward
it.
That
yeah,
was, man.
Yeah.
It was the so ums bad. And the pauses and
the lip smacking.
Yeah, like nothing good to say, so we'll just smack the lips. All right, let's then fast forward to this past Sunday, a couple days ago. Jalen on Nick and how much he's grown in this season.
What ways do you think Nick has evolved and grown through this season?
Yeah, I just think you know, his approach, his patience in certain moments, and I think. His ability to dive in and kind of get the real detail of things, so he can better prepare us to do what we do. I know he's very intentional with the time he spends and the situations, and he's had some moments where, you know, he wish he could have done something else, and then he has some moments where we got to help him out as well, and then we got moments where we need to learn from them all, and so it's all collaborative.
He was just in here, and he was saying that you belong in the MVP discussion, and it's that people try to discredit you because of stats. What's it mean for you that he kind of, you know, defends you like that?
I mean, you know, it's I appreciate his intentions with it, and you know, I have a lot of love for coaching. That my focus is winning. You know, my focus is winning and doing what I need to do to help this team win.
Right, yeah, the growth, and you know, Hugh, that brings you above X's and O's to the management part of this, the locker room part of it. One of the things that he had to do, and this was a product of the way the first 4 weeks went, he had to get the whole team, but specifically the quarterback and the receivers, to buy into, hey, we're going to run the ball more. We run the ball more, your numbers are going to be down. And let's just use Jalen Hurts as an example, right? There was a report this weekend, Ian Rapoport put it out, that those two at the bye spent a lot of time together. And I have no idea what the conversations were like, but at some point, Hugh...
You don't know?
Well,
you want me to speculate? Because I think I have them.
Tell me.
Hey, listen. You're a great quarterback. I think highly of you. But we're going to run the ball a little bit more. We about to, like, tweak this offense a little bit. You're going to get yours. Oh, this now you want to play the music. You're going to get yours. But in order for us to have success, we're going to do this for a little while. And I need you to buy into this. And I need you to help me help everybody else, you know, be okay with this. You're talking about, think about it like this, Joe.
It was beautiful.
A.J. Brown is probably, A.J. Brown called into the show last year because he didn't like what was being said about him. Like, he called the afternoon show.
I know, yeah. I remember it well.
And he basically had Jack nervous because Jack didn't know what to say.
I think Jack would like to forget.
Yeah, Jack want to forget that.
Is that going to be year in review by around the new year?
It's got to be.
That's gotta change.
Be. But
how about the new offense with Kevin?
The point that I'm making is this.
We ain't talking about that.
You've figured out how to let these guys, or figure out a way to put their egos to the side for the betterment of the team. And everybody's on the same page. Everybody's in lockstep, man. That's the intangible that I saw Sunday night, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Brothers ain't out there getting tired. Nobody's tired. They're out there playing. They're flying around. Nobody's saying it. I'm pretty sure nobody's saying it. But everybody knows where they want to be.
Of course they do. And I like the way you frame what their discussion was probably like. Can I tell you, as like, you understand it from a coach-player perspective, as a fan, what it seems like to me is he convinced him you got to be a game manager and deal with it. And you got to be a leader.
He didn't, Joe.
But that's what it is.
But, Joe, that's – if we can – I hear what you're saying.
That's what he convinced him to do.
We need to figure out a better word than that game management word.
The skill is conveying that message in terms that Jalen is okay with.
Yes.
Like, he basically told him, look, you have to be okay with being plant-based, if we want to use our terminology. And then you have to tell A.J. Brown and Devontae that the quarterback's plant-based.
I can't stand talking to y'all when y'all get like
I think there's different levels, right? There's the ex-player level, and you gave it to us with Amazing Grace underneath. There's the fan perspective, which is game manager.
You're plant-based.
Then there is the midday show perspective, which is Jalen had to be okay being plant-based. And I give Sirianni credit for convincing him this is the way we got to win.
However he did, it worked.
I also think it probably helped that Jalen Hurts has played this role before a lot. He was at Alabama, where they had NFL player after NFL player. You know, he had some big games, also he was a lot of times asked to hand the football off, run it sometimes, and we win with our defense. Right?
Jalen's not.
He's been part of this before. He's
let y'all
okay
tell
with
it. He went in there, say, "Hey, Jalen,
game manager,
you're not that good. You are a product of the talent that you have around
you." Well, I'm sure he didn't say it like that.
No, but that's how you tried to make it sound like, "Hey,
no,
you're a product."
No.
Let's
of the
be
talent
real
we all know
about
that
it.
We all know what the message
you.
Is. It's how Nick. It's how Nick Sirianni got that through to Jalen without being offensive like we are. We're joking about it.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni clearly had a one-on-one, man-to-man conversation with Jalen about this and did it in a way that works.
I do. I've always thought this about Sirianni. I remember when he first got hired here. We all remember the first press conference, right? It was a disaster. Mm-hmm. But if you go back, and the Colts had some sort of like YouTube show, I watched it. He's different with his players. We see it with the post-game stuff in the locker room. He connects with them in a way that I don't think we really get because we're just not them. But I think that's maybe his best trait. And I'm sure it wasn't an easy conversation with his $250 million quarterback saying to him in whatever words he used that we're going to a run-based offense. But it worked, right? And Jalen has been efficient in what he's been asked to do. He hasn't turned the ball over but, what, two times in the last eight games?
Yeah.
And they're winning. So we're all happy with it. And that's a good if we're doing the scales of Sirianni, that's a good one for him.
The plant-based. We went from the flower speech to the plant-based talk.
And they all work. Whatever works. Let's go to OG Wade. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG. What are you thinking today?
At first, Kyle kind of bullied me into saying the great coach because I don't like using those words for players and coaches that haven't done it for a period of time.
Yeah, but Jalen's so fine. We call him great.
I'm gonna go with Hugh on that and say very good coach. And I'll say this here: I hear a lot of people, both the big media and then here in this town, we talk about the roster, right? That's on paper. But when you really examine it, this roster hasn't even played together for 12 games. AJ missed three games. Smitty missed six games. Dallas Goedert missed four games. So we never really had our full complementary players on the roster playing at the same time for the season. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at, we're a number seventh offense in the NFL. We were number seven last year. Know what the common denominator is? Our defense was 30th last year. Our defense is in the top five or
well, that's
first
true.
Right now.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference.
A lot of people aren't looking at that. We're just looking to pick at Sirianni, and Jalen Hurts is not. He's just a game manager. But y'all don't realize if you know the offense, we run in the RPO. That means Jalen can choose to throw it or he can choose to hand it off. He's doing what it takes to win. This is what the best formula is to hand it off. And when it's time to throw, he makes the throws. You know what I'm saying? I think I don't know if it's sexy enough for us to talk about it in that fashion, but we need to start being real on this radio and as a fan base, you know, and stop trying to put the players against one another. You know what I'm saying? Like Saquon, without Saquon, we wouldn't be, bro, we were seventh last year, we're seventh this year. You know, Saquon is the MVP right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's the facts. We are winning. You know, people say Josh Allen is the runner-up. He got the same numbers as Jalen Hurts.
Oh, stop it.
So he do. Look at him.
OG, who is he throwing it to? Does he have an MVP running back on his team, too?
Slow down.
He does
bro.
Not have an MVP running back. I actually think Allen should not be as big of a favorite for the MVP, but he is.
Let me just say this, Joe, because I hear Kyle saying that and a lot of people say it. Look what he's throwing. Didn't I just tell you for 12, 7, 8 games, Jalen's not throwing to all the weapons that you're seeing on the paper?
Not true.
Because the team has decided that he shouldn't throw as much.
Devontae's missed three games, not seven, dude.
They've been hurt, Joe. They've been hurt. Smitty missed six games.
No. He's played in nine. He's played in nine games.
He's making things up.
Nine out of 12.
How many? Didn't Smitty miss one, two, three.
He's played nine games.
Okay, so he missed those games. AJ missed three.
But every team has injuries. Every team has injuries.
That's my point. But that's what I'm saying. So stop saying, look at who he's throwing to. He don't have all them players like that.
What about his O-line?
Yeah, it's a great O-line and a great back. And listen, OG, we appreciate it.
I couldn't do the Josh Allen thing. Stop it.
Yeah, Josh Allen's played better than Jalen.
There's a very good reason that Josh Allen is the MVP favorite and Jalen Hurts is probably in the 10 at
best.
Well,
one guy is the driving force of their team and their offense, and one guy has taken a back seat. I mean, that's the reality of what's going on. Again, that is a feather in the cap for Nick Sirianni. I'll give him that. I do think he is a good coach. But the willing to go to gray, let's take a deep breath. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Are the full Sirianni conversation with Joe and John coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll play it for you here. Are you willing to say Nick Sirianni's a great coach? How about this Twitter poll to start the day? It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
53% yes, 47% no.
It's kind of tight.
That's a lot on great.
Surprised.
You're surprised that many are voting great.
I thought this would be more of an uphill battle for great, and it is.
Yeah. Though I do think I agree with you, but it also says something that this guy is 44-19, yeah. 8 straight wins, and still 47% are like, nah.
Also, Twitter is very much like, what do you mean? I just won a game. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Is great. He said, what do you mean?
He won 8 in a row. He's best coach of all time. He's legendary, like someone said on this radio station yesterday. Legendary. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. You, Kyle, Bill, and the crew. What's going on?
Bruce, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I can't call it. I mean, great discussion, you know, about Sirianni. You know, I mean, as you all, you know my history with Sirianni, man. I've been a long-time hater of Sirianni. You know, but at the same time, I'm very logical. You know, I pay attention to what's going on. To his credit, he has made some great strides. But, you know, Kyle was just talking about something earlier when he was talking about last year. You know, one of the things that just get here's my problem, and I probably could speak for a number of fans about last year because I'm on my own social media or whatever. And one of my biggest problems with last year, and it's still a lingering thing with Sirianni, is it wasn't necessarily, you know, about, yes, the talent was one issue, okay? The coordinators was something else. But here's my biggest point, and a lot of fans, and this is why there's still some of that out there, is that the difference between a good and a great coach is not necessarily about the wins and about the stats. It's about what separates them is what is it that you do when in times of adversity. The problem with last year is that they did not make the adjustments on the offense when they had the talent and the ability to do so. The house was burning down, and Sirianni was telling, oh, we're going to change something, and they crashed and burned. And that, to me, tells me that you don't have the – or you, at that point, lack the strategical ability to fix problems at the macro level, at his level, okay? And that's what the problem – that was what the real problem was, one of the biggest problems about last year. Now, fast forward to this year, I'm going to give him credit for that because, you know what? They were kind of heading down a similar road. Again, not recognizing the talent in Barkley until the break. And to Sirianni's credit, they had the powwow meeting, and they got away from Kellen's philosophy, and they adjusted and evolved it. And now this is what you're seeing. So I'm going to give Nick that credit. Now, here's the thing going forward, and this is something that I still need to see, okay, because to me, good and great are very good. It's, you know, okay, you get to Super, that's one thing, and see what you do with it. But here's something that the Eagles still need to do, and nobody's really talking about, okay? And Sirianni, and I hope that they think about this. You know, we're riding the Barkley train for now. We're riding, you know, the offensive success, but they are not, and have not yet. They're not utilizing Dotson and getting the ball to him enough. They're not. I think they're underutilizing Shipley. And why is this important? It's important because if Barkley goes down, we got these smidgen of injuries. If we lose Barkley, this offense is going to crash and burn the way they're running it right now. And they're not working the rest of the roster. They need to get more passes to the tight ends. They need to work.
Well, that's good, but that's Bruce. That part is complicated now by the Goddard.
They tried Britton Covey involved.
Yeah, well, they tried. And Bruce, good phone call.
When they gave him a third and short or whatever.
What do you make of that, Hugh? I get his thought that at some point you might need these guys. You want them to be ready to go. But if you have a player like Saquon having
a special season,
my thing is more about keeping his body healthy rather than preparing the other guys for their moment. Usually running backs, it's next man up, and if you have to run, you run. I don't know. It's not like a quarterback getting reps. If Will Shipley could run and he has to come in because someone's hurt and he runs, he'll either gain yards if he's good or he won't if he's not. I don't think it matters.
You can't play the game worrying about injuries. I know injuries are part of the game, but I don't think that's a good way to coach and think like, oh, we can't get Saquon the ball because he might get hurt on his play.
No, I agree with that. But you do – Now, look, they're trying to get a number one seed. This is all complicated now because we're moving to a different part of the season. But I do think the conversation has changed from, hey, can we keep him healthy for 17? Now, can we keep him healthy for 21 football games?
Man, look, does any one of these individuals on this team look like they showed signs of slowing down? As physical as that game was the other night, the fact that the Baltimore Ravens held the ball for the whole third quarter, that defense still came out and they still on the air. I think they're doing a great job of making sure and maintaining the health of this football team. Now, injuries happen. That's a part of the NFL. But I'm not going – we're too far into this thing for me to be sitting there thinking, well, Saquon carried the ball 15 times in the first half. I don't know if I want to give it to him the second half because he might get hurt. Run the ball, and if it happens, knock on wood, hopefully, God forbid it does, then we'll adjust. But right now, I'm not worried about any of that.
So the last couple games obviously are different because they're on the road against contenders, especially the Ravens. But Hugh, this is going to be a real challenge as we talk about Sirianni and the job he's done. The next challenge for him is managing Saquon down the stretch. They're going to have three games coming up: this Sunday against Carolina, and then the last two games of the year against the Cowboys and Giants. They're going to be what? Double-digit favorites in all three of the games? We know they're 12-point favorites against the Panthers, right? They'll probably be favored by, I don't know, 10 against the Cowboys, and it could be 16 against the Giants if they want to play that game. Like, the biggest favorite of the year might be the Eagles against the Giants if the Eagles choose to play Week 17, Week 18. They're not going to need him in the second half to win the game.
So don't play.
Well, but the challenge there is he's going for the rushing record. Well, this is another challenge for Sirianni. It's a good challenge, but it's a challenge.
I tell you what, I feel like since he had the week that he had against Baltimore, you know, getting over 100 yards, then there'll probably be a time you might be in a situation where you get a chance to spell him down the stretch because he might. I'm not saying that Carolina's garbage, but
their defense is garbage.
He might hit for 300 this weekend.
300, Hugh
didn't
Douglas.
Didn't he hit for 300 all purpose a couple weeks ago?
He did, yeah.
So you act like I'm saying something that is impossible.
Well, no, but how many guys have multiple of those games in the same season?
Well, if he has another one, then this is a moot conversation. It's not the way this man is running right now. You just cracked. The best run defense for 100 yards. What makes you think he ain't going to be able to crack Carolina for at least 200? Like, seriously, the way he's running.
They're giving up like 170 a game. Yeah,
what makes you think he might not crack? Matter of fact,
because,
let me go ahead.
I'll tell you why. I'll give
you go ahead and put this $2 bet.
I'll tell you why. Because if he runs for 200, they're up 30 in the fourth quarter, and it doesn't make any sense to run him anymore.
The
Rams game wasn't over. You know what I mean? Like, it was like they were in control, but it was still like, let's put it away here.
If there's an opportunity to rest him.
That's what I mean.
Listen, though. Speaking of that, I remember my first year here in Philly, we went to Denver, and Terrell Davis had like, I want to say 100-something yards in the first half. He was on the sideline.
Why weren't you stopping him?
I couldn't do nothing about it. I had my own problems.
That's on you.
No, but I'm saying he can have one of those days.
Yeah.
Coach telling me like, hey, if it looks like the game is starting to get out of hand, hey, man, you about to sit down in the second half. Mm-hmm. So whatever you do, get it done.
But he's a second half runner.
No, I would tell him flat out. Hey, Saquon, you better go on here and get it done now.
215-592-949. Let's talk to Nick in Hillsborough. What's up, Nick?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Nick, what's up, buddy?
Man, waiting on hold. It just makes me want to talk about so many points. But before I get to Sirianni, Josh Allen's MVP right now. I mean, he's throwing to the 2024 version of Paxton, Thrash, and FedEx. I mean, his receivers are pretty much garbage, and what he's doing is unbelievable.
He's having a great year. I think he's right there. I think those guys are a little bit better than the guys you mentioned, but I get your point. They don't have big brand names. Yeah, I got you.
Right, exactly. Prior to the break, you guys mentioned Andy Reid. Let's not forget he had his warts, too. I mean, remember the whole Juan Castillo offense, the defense, the debacle there? I mean, that was kind of desperation and grabbing a straw,
yeah,
right?
He was on his way out the door at that point.
Yeah, exactly. But, all right, so, you know, Kenan Sentimenson's right. He's a good coach. He's not a great coach. He's not even a very good coach. But he is an excellent leader of men. I mean, the players, you think about Saquon, Fletcher, Kelsey, everyone is quoting all those Nick-isms, you know, unsolicited. So he's doing the right thing, and like you said earlier, Hugh, getting them to run through the wall and asking, you know, can I have some more? So that's what he is right now. He's a good coach. He's got to win the big game. You know, obviously we know what happened in 22. Let's get back there again. He wins it. Then he's in that discussion of being, you know, an excellent coach.
That, see, Nick, that I think you framed it the way I am, and I agree. And I probably downplayed and Nick appreciated how much that part is important, the leader of men, getting them to run through a wall.
Yeah.
He does that.
And, that's a huge part of it.
It's a huge part of it. And where he may lack in X's and O's, and obviously that's why he's handed off play calling and he has coordinators do that now, he does it well there, and it's working, and he deserves credit for this season. I acknowledge all that. But the greatness stuff, no, I'm going to wait on that. 215-592-9494.
Pump your brakes.
Yeah, but just pump the brakes a little bit. Let's get to the postseason and see how he does here. All right, on the other side, your phone calls on Sirianni. Are you willing to say right now, and are you ready to say, he is a great coach? We'll hit that, and you'll hear from Sirianni this morning. His conversation with Joe and John, we'll replay that coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Thanksgiving might be over, but the season of gatherings isn't done yet. Make your next holiday meal unforgettable with Hatfield. That's right, I said it. Say it with me. Put pork on your fork. Hatfield's delicious marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are the perfect centerpiece for any holiday meal. If you need inspiration, visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. This season, go beyond tradition and find your flavor